It's Thursday, the 22nd of October, and it's very windy, but it's dry. Now, I know it was very windy during the night, because it woke me. I had to get up, and I could hear that wind howling around this. So it's still pretty windy this morning, but mostly clear blue skies. Strange. Anyway. Wind's okay as long as it's not raining. And it brings down much more leaf fall, which gives me some more sweeping up to do today. But I don't mind. It's therapeutic. Went to bed last night at 9. We did. We plan to do this whenever we can, that is, to go to bed at 9 and see if it makes any difference getting up at 7 in the morning. My wife said she felt the benefit when she got up this morning. And although I slept, went off to sleep okay at 9, just after 9. I forgot the old adage about drinking too much tea before you go to bed. So normally we'd be going to bed at 10, so I would have, excuse the pun, leave myself off fluids, more fluids, before I went to bed at 10. But because I went to bed at 9, yeah, so three times out of bed last night. So oh my god, a great subject. Mind you, why is there so many taboos about talking about normal bodily functions, things like that? I suppose. So yes, I got the benefit of an extra sleep, but I was going to say the disbenefit. New word, write it down. And the negative aspect was still drinking tea and forgetting all about that. Anyway, moving on. Apart from that, I do feel okay this morning. And I feel okay within myself. If I'm being honest, there's a wee niggle about me this morning somewhere in my noggin. Some things kicking about. See how they go. See how today goes. The sun's beginning to light up the southern sky now. There's a band of cloud way down in the south and southeast, and the sun has turned those clouds a lovely pale pink. A washed out pink. I hope the weather goes back to good stuff, you know, the calm, dry weather. That was beautiful. That's so beautiful. Aye. I've got so many things running about my head at the moment. I'm not talking about these negative things. No. I'm just talking about things. You know, that very accurate description of things. God. Tell me something. I'm asking myself a question here, of course, since I'm talking to myself in the morning. What would you replace? What would you replace things with, or think? That thing over there, or I've got things to do. What the hell would you replace that with? I can't think of one. At the moment. Morning, Mrs. Blackbird. How are you? Aha, you found it. You clever little thing. It's strange that things and thingy are just words that just do my head in. Those who spend their day singing their way throughout the day. Take time. Take a second or two to think what you mean and say it. Not take the shortcut. Not take the thingy shortcut. I was speaking to someone yesterday. What day is this? For God's sake, what day is this? It's Thursday. Is it Wednesday? Yesterday. Yes, yesterday. Of course it was. I was speaking to someone in the care home that I look after. Electrically, that is. One of the regular inspection tests. And I've known them for so many years now. And I was speaking to one of the staff members. And we were talking about the clients, as they call them. The ones that are compos mentis and the ones that are not. And she was talking about her own life and how she sees all those people, those clients over the years coming and going, different ones. Stages of aging and how I can't say I know she didn't mean it, but she says that if she got to the stage that some of them were at, that she'd just jump off a cliff or something. You know what I'm trying to say? She didn't elaborate, but she did say that she wouldn't be there. I was a bit taken back. And I said to her, but look, even the ones that are here and have been here in that particular dimension, you know, and isn't that funny that, because I didn't actually mean that. To coincide like a pun, dementia and dimension. I honestly didn't. It just came. But those people that are in that dimension, at least they're being picked up from their home, brought down, they get their breakfast, a light breakfast in the hall, then they get entertained in the sunroom, and then they get their dinner, and they get to sit with other people. And I said, they've still got life. I'm not sure I convinced her. But then I'm not working with people like that every day. But I was a wee bit taken back as I thought, has she only seen the dementia side of things, the senility side of things, and not seeing the fact that these people do still have a life. And who knows what's going through their head, but if they're still able to get out and about and sit with others, even though maybe they don't take part in the games or don't really say a lot, if anything, but, you know. But then again, yes, I can understand it to a certain extent. Everyone's different, they've all got their own views and things like that. Another thing to think about.